Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We always talk about on this show about the importance of the vision and being able to not only work hard toward it, but also what it's like to be able to see it all come together. Our next guest definitely knows what that's like. Antoine Allen is making his first appearance on our program. He's not only a filmmaker, but I think a great example for a lot of people as to what's possible in life if you're willing to put forth the work and, of course, being able to see it pay off. I got a chance to watch Antoine's film, Life is Too Short. We're going to talk about that project and what it's been like for him to see the success of it and the way that people have been responding to the message as well. Antoine, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? It's an honor to be on the show.
Hey, doing really good. Thank you so much for that. And look, it's an honor to be able to have you on with us. And we can kind of begin the conversation by starting with Life is Too Short, because one of the things that you posted recently on Facebook, of course, was acknowledging the fact that the film had been accepted into the film festival in Orlando. I mean, when you kind of see the response to the project, Antoine, and see the way that people are responding not only to the message but also to the acting, what has that been like for you as the filmmaker to be able to see all of this come together?
This film... Well, this is my first feature film, Life is Too Short, and this has been an emotional roller coaster, and it's definitely paying off. Like you said, we just got accepted to our first film festival. I'm excited. It's in Florida. And the people have been loving the message because it relates to everybody. It relates to, it doesn't matter where you come from, what's your race, everybody can watch this movie and pull something from it. And I did this film because I wanted to show people that anything is possible. Don't let money, your circumstances, your past change you. If you've got passion and faith, it's unstoppable.
Right, exactly. Now, you know, the question I have for you, though, Antoine, after prepping for this segment and watching the film, Life is Too Short, is have you always believed that? Because one of the things that we see in the film, and you have so many layers, I think, and we'll talk more about that, but one of the things that we see, though, is the doubt. People who either doubt themselves or their own abilities, or have other people do that. Have you always been a person who believed in your abilities?
No. Actually, I never believed in my ability. I'm 34 now, and it probably took me 29 because, you know, the world we live in right now is a very, it's always been like this, but growing up, coming out of Southside, Jamaica, Queens, New York, and growing up in the inner city, very poor, it's doubt everywhere. It's always doubt. And it's like you wake up doubt. You go around the corner doubt. And you have to realize the more you get older, you only got one life to live. Because in this life, only the strong survive. So it took me a while to find myself, find who is Antoine Allen. And once you find yourself, once I found the person I was, I just say, you know what? Either I want to sit here and wait for other people to determine my future, or I want to live my truth and show the world that I'm more than my past. I'm more than what society or people picture you.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that goes to why this film resonates with people. I mean, I have to say, I mean, from beginning to end, Antoine, the film is amazingly done. I mean, it is shot in such a way that it draws you in. The acting is great. And what that brought to my mind was how not only are you able to see your own dream realized, you're able to have other people come along for the ride. I mean, what is that like to have people not only want to be invested in your project, to be a part of it, but also to bring their own best to what you've created?
Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, we're all part of arts. You're part of the arts. We're all part of the arts. And I have an amazing team. When I put this film together, me and my co-writer, Marcus C. Mosley, I had the idea, we came together, and I put a team together that really believe in the vision. And it's just amazing. Like I tell people all the time, you know, we live in a world that social media, that we connect to anybody. And people out there want to help you with your vision. You just got to ask and get around the right people and really, because you got to realize, right, when you do a film or if you do a radio show, you're the leader. First, you got to know your position. And right. Then you get the people that believe in you and they follow you, because everybody want to believe in something. It's just, you know, it's got to be true to them.
And I think that's the thing. And it's funny you mentioned the word true, because that is one thing that all of the characters, I think, in Life is Too Short have to realize. What is their truth? Is that part of what you see as your, I won't say job, but at least part of what you're able to do as a filmmaker, to be able to share the truth of different people? Because you see the dynamics in this film of people dealing with their own circumstances. We see that in one character. Another one dealing with, you know, what they really want. Do they want children? Do they not? Or, you know, are you being honest with yourself and others about who you are? I mean, there are so many different layers to that. Is that kind of what you feel as though is a big part of what you do as a filmmaker?
Yeah, I think not even a filmmaker, just life and period as a human being, because, you know, for a while I was living my truth. I was living other people's truth, and that's majority of America. And I did this film because majority of us, even we're on one side or the other side, we're very rarely in the middle. So this film is basically saying that, you know, I don't know about the afterlife. I know what life I have now. And
right.
Try your best in life to really be conscious of what you're doing. You know, I have one story in the film. I have a guy that's feeling the fence by getting married, and his boss is telling him, she love you, she there for you, you know, why not? And sometimes we don't want to make firm decisions. Sometimes we want to roam. And sometimes, like I said, no one's promised tomorrow. So what if you've been waiting to do something, then you find out that it's gone because you waited? Sometimes you just got to seize the moment and go with it.
Exactly. Exactly. What a great thing for all of us to be able to remember. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome to our program today Antoine Allen. We're talking to him not only about his journey as a filmmaker, but also as a lover and liver of life and what it's been like for him to do the work that he loves and to see the way that people respond to it. Have you gotten used to seeing your name there? Have you gotten used to seeing Antoine Allen films at the beginning of projects like Life is Too Short? Is that something that now feels real to you?
I'm still getting used to it. It's like, I don't know if you had a chance. I did a private premiere for it, and we sold out 300 people. People came from London, Atlanta, New York. Like, it was just so overwhelming. And when you have something you create and really hit the people, I'm talking about the regular average person that's just trying to live life, it's become overwhelming. So I'm getting used to it, but, you know, I believe in it. You know, sometimes we ask for blessings. And sometimes the blessings come five times what you ask for. So you just got to be there and be ready for it.
Yeah. Did you know going into this, Antoine, I know you just talked about what this shows, but did you know going in that you would be able to be, not only to be able to see your own dream realized, but then to get people to believe in their own dreams and even dream bigger?
Yeah, I knew that. I definitely knew that because the film, you know, when I had a premiere, you watch the film, it read there for everybody. There's no color, there's no white movie, no black movie, just a movie.
Right.
So I knew that going in that it was going to hit. So I'm just saying, you know, letting the blessings come.
Yeah. Yeah. I mentioned to you before we went live here, I think one of the more, and there are several of them, don't get me wrong, but one of the questions that really struck me, because it's a question that I have been asked myself. I think people can kind of put a blank there and kind of fill in their own passion or, you know, profession or whatever. But the answer came so easy, and it was so heartfelt, I think. And the question that was asked by one of the characters was, why acting? And the answer that came, I mean, really, if you didn't believe in this person, if you could see the look on their face as they talked about it, you could do it. I mean, is that a question that you have been asked as to why, you know, why filmmaking? And do you feel as though your passion for it is what kind of drives the answer and also the response?
Yeah, I mean, I besides being a filmmaker, I work a 9-to-5, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you a radio host. I'm a filmmaker. We're doing art. This stuff we're doing is not guaranteed revenue. This is straight faith-based. And somebody might say, hey, you know, Webb, why are you a radio host? Is it making you money? Why don't you get a regular job? Antoine, you're a filmmaker. It's not – I could go to work and get a check. There's nothing wrong with that. But this film stuff, none of this stuff is guaranteed. It's faith-based. So you have to ask yourself, why? And then you realize that, do you want to die living a life that you was living part-time? Or you want to die living a life that you love and you're passionate, you're proud of it? And that's what keeps me, this is why. It makes me happy.
Right, exactly. And happiness is elusive for some people, and I think we see that even in the film Life is Too Short. I mean, did you have any apprehension of being able to tell the stories of so many people, or did you feel that was necessary, Antoine, to make sure that everyone was able to see themselves in it?
I thought it was necessary, and this is why. This is the reality of it. You know, I'm a young Black American filmmaker, and if you look at Hollywood, look at the film industry, it wasn't built for us. And sometimes we get stereotyped as, that's a Black film.
Yeah.
They never say that's a white film.
Right.
So I have white friends. I have gay friends. I have Black friends. I have a diverse of friends. So I didn't want to make a film for one section of my friends. I want to make friends for everybody they could watch.
Yeah.
I was conscious of doing this. And since this is my first film, I wanted to come strong out the gate with a message. I mean, you could go see Expendables, you go see Iron Man, but that's entertainment. The films that hit home is the films that after you leave that movie theater, you could talk to your friends about it. One of my friends that came to my premiere, he proposed to his girlfriend because of the movie.
Hmm.
He'd been on the fence about it. And that's what cinema is supposed to make you do, truck that emotion.
Right. Right. And, you know, I'm glad that you said that because I alluded to this earlier, and I think it's really an important thing for anybody because so many times, and I think it's what's so interesting now that I'm talking to you about it, we see it in several of the characters, actually, where the person is trying to be what they believe other people want them to be. Or, you know, they're trying to live the life that other people believe is right for them instead of doing what they are choosing to do, and that is to walk their own path, to find that courage to do that. You know, courage is not an easy thing, and we talk about that on the show all the time. It's not easy to stand alone sometimes. It's not easy to have everything that you have threatened. It's not easy to, you know, to think that I may, you know, wake up and all of this is gone. But do you feel as though the pursuit of the passion is worth it, that it's worth the effort, it's worth the cost, and also it's worth the risk?
It's hard, man. Like, it's, I tell everybody, this is a God gift. I didn't go to college for this. I didn't have a rich family. This is a straight God gift with, you know, with my DNA. But it's hard. And it's the reason why a lot of people get in this industry, and after 5 years, they tap out. Because
yeah.
This is a mentally roller coaster. Anybody that says it's easy, they're lying. So even for me, sometimes I gotta meditate because it is a lot. Because, like I said, it's no finance in the beginning. Now, you know, I'm making things here and there. But you just have to be strong. This is a faith base. This is strong. So, you know, I use it as I believe in God, and this is a gift He gave me.
Right.
And this is faith. So this is the only thing I can go off is faith. And it's hard. Like, it's not everybody. This is not for everybody. This is not. So it's very hard, and I just try to keep the faith and know that, you know, you ever seen the movie Inception?
Yeah, yeah.
At the part in Inception, if you remember, the old man said he don't want to die old man full of regrets.
Mm-hmm.
When I seen that, it hit me so hard. Because the average person dies with regrets. What if it should? I didn't want that. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think that is it. And I think that goes to a bigger, you know, I went into this film when you first told me about it. I did not know what to expect from Life is Too Short. But I think at the end of the day, the message is so clear for us that no matter who we are, what profession we're part of, where we live, no matter how we look at ourselves or think what we have, that is the truth. That is the truth. So, you know, since all we have is this moment that we're in now, is a part of your life, just even outside of being a filmmaker, Antoine, is a part of your life making sure that you don't have those regrets and that you are able to live this life that you have right now to the fullest?
Yes, I treat it now like a religion. This is what I'm meant to do. You know, I have to because I have a lot of, last year I went to one of my coworkers' funeral. And at their eulogy, you know how they speak at the eulogy at the funeral?
Right.
His daughter came up and she was saying how he was a great worker. You know, he was a family man, paid his bills on time. And it hurted me because I don't want to die for a person who's just working to pay bills. That's, I mean, each his own, but that's just not my destiny. So this is something I encourage other people to do. You know, not everybody going to go all the way, but as long as you say, you know what, I try, that's it. And that's right. My message.
I think that is it. I think that is definitely it, and a great reminder again for all of us. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. Speaking today to Antoine Allen, we're talking to him not only about his own journey as a filmmaker, but also an individual that is being able to live his life with passion and purpose and being able to see the rewards of it. Let's go back to how we began this conversation, Antoine, and that was when you found out about it being at the Film Festival in Florida. I mean, did that feel like that pat on the back? Whether it's just, you know, you needed it or not. Did that feel like that pat on the back or at least that encouragement that, you know what, you're on the right track, keep going?
Well, you know what? It did, but really, you know, I knew it was coming. And, you know, you had a guest on your show that gave me my first, like, you're on the right track, Dale Weston.
Mm-hmm.
He runs the Action on Film Festival in Monrovia, California. I did my first short film. You and your guests and audience could watch it on AntoineAllenFilms.com. It's a female boxing short film, my first short film called Split Decision. And I did it, you know, my first film, never did film before. I did music videos before, but I never did film. So I did my first film. I submitted to like 27 festivals. The first 25 said no. I was like, I'm done. I'm going to go back to my job and call it a day. And then AOS Film Festival accepted me. Not only did I accept it into the festival, I won an award that night. And that was my first spark. Like, you know what? Okay. I just got to fine-tune what I'm doing. And he gave me my first. At the end of the day, your first validation should be yourself. But it's good to get validation from others. So that was my first real validation. That would like spark the fire. And since then, you know, thanks to Dale Weston, I never look back.
Yeah. I noticed also on your Facebook page, Antoine, that one of your friends who's known you for years was talking about the thing that they've always liked about you was the passion that you've had. I mean, it's definitely something that's recognizable even in a conversation like this. And it is encouraging. And I think that's the thing. You know, we talk about on the program all the time that iron really does sharpen iron and that people are drawn to people who are either where they want to be or at least, you know, are showing what's possible. Is that something that you also hope in every day that you're able to live, that you're not only able to do what you love, but also to show other people, regardless of what their profession or what their passion, that if they work hard, don't give up, and keep the faith, that they will be able to do it too?
Yeah, I definitely do, and I love being around people that have the passion, have the right quality, and really focus. Even with you, before I got on your show, I researched you, and you are a great interviewer. Because sometimes when you're up and coming, they say, you know, don't turn down no press. Some press is just, it doesn't go nowhere.
Right.
Even with your show, you speak, you educate the person as an interviewer. Now we got a lot of blogs that say they're interviewers, and you go on their show, they barely review your stuff.
Right.
So it's like they're just winging it. So I definitely proud of you and take my hats off to you.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate that. And, you know, and it's because, as you were saying, you know, as with your work, you know, I take this seriously, and I appreciate the time that not only my guest takes to do it, but also that my listeners take to be able to listen to it. And you want to make sure that you give them the best product possible, for sure. I want to mention something else, though, about this being your first full-length project, because, I mean, you came out the gate swinging with this one, because, I mean, you tackle some really tough subjects in this one. Including, and I don't think I'm giving anything away because I'm not going to say anything about the character, but one of the topics that you address is HIV and that whole conversation that people have with themselves about those that they love and why it's so important. I mean, how difficult was it, or maybe it wasn't, but I'll ask the question. I mean, how difficult of a decision was it to decide what you wanted to try to tackle right from the beginning?
Well, every story, I even know somebody or I know of somebody. So the HIV story, that hit home because I had a friend, close friend, that was married with a beautiful wife, and he went out there one night unprotected and caught AIDS. caught HIV and brought it back home to his wife. So I was cautious how I tell the story, even though it's a little different. But this is things that I want people aware of. If you have a house at home that's great, that's married, you got everything together, and you go in outside a cookie jar, you might get stung with something. So
yeah.
I tell people all the times, if you're going to go out there and live your life in a way that if you're going to do something that's going to affect everybody around you, be cautious. Because like I said, we men, we get in this business, be around different females, even females too. If you're going to do your dirt or do whatever you're doing, do it by yourself so you're not affecting other people.
Right.
And this is a lesson that life is too short. You might go out there, have a good time, think it's all good in games, but then you're not thinking about it. Wait, I got to go home to my wife, my kids, my work, my job, and it affects everything. So if you watch this film, this is basically like a cautious warning sticker.
Yeah.
Just be conscious of what you're doing because, it could affect more than just your life.
Right, right. And one other thing I mentioned, and I think this is general enough, again, this isn't giving anything away. The other thing I noticed about the character base is that you really run the gamut of professions. You have people working in the financial industry, people working in the legal industry. I mean, you have a counselor that's pretty prominent. I mean, so you're showing that. I mean, was that also important for you to show individuals of all walks of life? And then, of course, it all begins in a place that a lot of us are familiar with, a barbershop. So, is that kind of what you wanted to show, that we all, regardless of who you are, what profession, we all are affected by the events of life?
I'm so happy you asked that. You're the first person I asked that. I'm very conscious. See, imagery is very, very important, especially now. I'm conscious because we see HIV only with poor people. Like, poor people don't prove that they get AIDS. Like, it doesn't matter your class, how much you make, everybody get struck. And I was very cautious doing it, showing the lawyer, showing the legal, because people feel like, I mean, not people, but the way the media portray that, only poor people, only the type of people get this stuff. It's all walks of life. We still get to show it. So, yeah.
I think that's it. And I think, again, that's why these voices are so important. I mentioned this earlier, but I want to kind of wrap up with this point, Antoine, and that is the great picture we're able to see on your Facebook page. And if you guys have not seen it, go to Antoine Allen's Facebook page, and you'll see a shot of him with the cast from Life is Too Short. I mean, that has to be a great feeling. Take us into that moment, what that was like for you to be there with the cast and with that audience and to feel that energy. What was that like for you as a filmmaker and also just an individual who had accomplished what they set out to do?
It was overwhelming, man. I wish it was there. It was my first feature. I did a premiere. Everybody could watch the recap video on my website, AntoineAllenSones.com. And that picture was just me, my cast and crew, in a place full of 300 people, packed the place. And I told my photographer, I remember when I was watching, I think it was the Oscars, and Ellen DeGeneres did that big selfie.
Right. I
want to do something hot. I want something better than that. And it was just a moment that, a kid coming from Southside Jamaica, Queens, with no type of resources, and just faith and passion, which you could accomplish. It was an overwhelming, amazing experience.
Yeah. Had to be. And again, a great reminder for all of us as to what is possible. Again, everyone, Antoine Allen has been our guest today, the filmmaker behind the film, Life is Too Short. Antoine, how can our listeners stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for the film?
Well, you could go on AntoineAllenFilms.com to check out the Life is Too Short trailer, all my information about me, want to contact me, and keep the update with the movie feature film, Life is Too Short. You go to the fan page, facebook.com/lifeistooshortmovie. For all the information on AntoineAllenFilms.com.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying connected with him again at AntoineAllenFilms.com, the website, and then, of course, find the Facebook page for the film Life is Too Short as well. Antoine, great conversation with you today, man. Thank you so much for the time. And look, it goes without saying, as updates are coming in for the film, hope you'll come back and share them with us.
I will. I appreciate your hard work and your dedication for people like me.
Hey, man. Glad to do it. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Now, depending on how you're listening to us today, either on the radio dial or online, you can always go back and catch the replay. For our online audience, we've already posted the link on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, as well as on twitter.com/CyrusWeb. So make sure you guys stay connected with it there. For those joining us on the radio, either in Atlanta's 106 Live or in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, you can check with your local station to find out when you guys can catch the replay there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.